This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Secret Service is warning National Guardsmen in Washington to protect the inauguration ceremonies to stop posting photos and details of what they're doing online. Defense officials say they have found no evidence so far, though, that would indicate an insider threat. They're continuing to vet National Guardsmen who are protecting the city leading up to the inauguration. The Senate is now beginning to consider President-elect Biden's cabinet nominees, like Treasury Secretary nominee Janet Yellen.
In her remarks prepared for a Tuesday confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee, former Fed Chair Janet Yellen will ask the new Congress to do more to fight a deep pandemic-induced recession. Other cabinet nominees who will address Senate committees are Alejandro Mayorkas for Homeland Security Secretary, Secretary of State nominee Antony Blinken, Avril Haines as Director of National Intelligence, and Lloyd Austin, a recently retired Army general who would need a congressional waiver to be confirmed as Secretary of Defense. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A new AP poll finds Americans' top priorities are controlling the coronavirus pandemic and fixing the economy. The poll taken before a pro-Trump mob stormed the U.S. Capitol building. More than 10 million Americans have now gotten their first COVID-19 shot. Home health care nurse Crystal Cormier in Foxborough, Massachusetts is among them.
I'm working with older people. I want to be able to protect myself, protect them.
She talked to WCVB. The virus has now killed almost 400,000 people in this country. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. New York Mets general manager Jared Porter has been fired after sending graphic, uninvited text messages and images to a female reporter. It was in 2016. This is AP News. Experts are unloading on some countries for not controlling the coronavirus sooner. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports from overseas.
A panel of experts commissioned by the World Health Organization has criticized China and other countries for not moving to stem the initial outbreak of the coronavirus earlier. In a report on Monday, the panel says there were lost opportunities to apply basic public health measures at the earliest opportunity, and that Chinese authorities could have applied their efforts more forcefully in January, shortly after the coronavirus began sickening clusters of people. The panel writes, "The reality is that only a minority of countries took full advantage of the information available to them to respond to the evidence of an emerging pandemic." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.